You're listening to SBS News.
Sport is always more entertaining when the crowd adds extra colour, noise and emotion. That was never truer than in Auckland on Saturday when the Tonga supporters put on a wonderful display of passion and support at Mount Smart Stadium. Despite that wave of emotion, Australia's rugby league team bounced back strongly in front of the sellout crowd, the vast majority of which was supporting Tonga. Australia ran out comfortable winners 34 points to 16 after losing last weekend to New Zealand. Coach Mal Meninga was pleased with the way his side reacted to that loss.
A really good week preparation-wise, you know, great attitudes through the week. Had to be to withstand the second half onslaught by the Tongan side. But really pleased that the effort of the guys, and again, I thought we executed a lot better than last week.
In the A-League this weekend, Japanese star Keisuke Honda scored on his debut for Melbourne Victory, but despite that, his new club still lost its first match of the season to crosstown rival Melbourne City. Goals by Richard Delatte and Riley McGreen should a 2-1 victory for City. The match turned on a controversial penalty award, which only came after the video assistant referee intervened. Bruno Fornaroli tumbled over on the edge of the box after minimal contact, and to the bemusement of many at the stadium and watching on television, the VAR ruled it was a penalty. Although the initial spot kick was saved, Delatte tapped home the rebound to get City back into the match. After the game, Melbourne Victory coach Kevin Muscat expressed his disappointment at the VAR's intervention.
To concede the way we did at the time we did, if anything, gave them some momentum, which I didn't think that we deserved that at that point in time. The penalty, I'll just go as far as saying it's not a foul.
There was controversy too in the big Premier League match of the weekend when Manchester United conceded a late equaliser at Chelsea as the side shared the points in a 2-2 draw at Stamford Bridge. One of the Chelsea coaching staff ran towards United coach Jose Mourinho to celebrate the goal in front of him. Mourinho was enraged and chased after the man before being restrained by security staff. After the match, Mourinho says the situation was brought to an end with an apology that took place in Chelsea coach Maurizio Sarri's office.
His assistant came to me in Sarri's office and apologised to me, which I immediately told, if you really feel it that way and you want to apologise, of course I accept apologies and forget it, because I also made lots of mistakes in my career, so I'm not going to kill you because of one.
There was an apologetic ending to the second cricket test match between Australia and Pakistan in Abu Dhabi on Friday night. Australia's recent lack of form with the bat was exposed by Pakistan, which ran out winners by 373 runs. It also ensured a 1-0 series defeat for Australia, and coach Justin Langer admitted after the game new players could well be in contention for a call-up before the Test series gets underway against India in December.
We can't sugarcoat it any longer, I don't think. We've got if I'm a young batsman in Australia, it's a pretty exciting time. If you work really hard on your basic game and you learn how to make runs, then there'll be huge opportunities in the Australian cricket team.
In women's cricket, Australia trounced Pakistan by 150 runs in the second one-day international in Kuala Lumpur as the team's World Cup preparations pick up pace. The win moves Australia top of the ICC Women's Championship table. In horse racing this weekend, the Caulfield Cup was won by Best Solution. The horse is part of the Godolphin Empire, and it seems the Dubai-based conglomerate may finally have a horse worthy of breaking its Melbourne Cup hoodoo in November. Best Solution will head to Flemington full of confidence after winning Saturday's $5 million feature race. Trainer Saeed Bin Suroor is beginning to believe after 3 second-place finishes in the Melbourne Cup, Best Solution might be the horse to win the big race.
Well, this year we have a very good result and we have some good horses. Yeah, I mean, the horse is doing good, and I think Melbourne Cup, big race. It's another dream for us, but we'll try.
In the National Basketball League this weekend, the Sydney Kings scored their first win of the new season, beating the New Zealand Breakers 101-78 in Auckland. And in the WNBL, the Sydney Uni Flames are still looking for their first win of the season after losing to last season's runner-up, the Melbourne Boomers. The Boomers' victory came courtesy of 23 points by Lindsay Allen, backed up by a 19-point haul for Jenna O'Hay. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.